Hello there, it's Kendall here on the Killing It with Kendall Parts podcast. And I just want to say, right, Tuesday is election day. Yesterday, Friday afternoon, which was yesterday, of course, I put in my ballot for, Tim Ryan and the rest of the liberal people up and down the ballot. And I'm so happy. I hope that they count it, I just wanna say to my generation, which is the my voting block, right? And I say my voting block. I'm not talking about the black, even though I am part of that voting block. I'm talking about the younger folks. Yeah, but yes, the black community. Hope that we can get out there and act like democracy is on the line. But it seems like younger people are going to be voting in record numbers for Democrats, but we got to stage off that big surge on election day that could be coming among Republican voters. It's on the line, man. This could very well be the last election, or at least because they out there intimidating voters. They got poll watchers in Miami-Dade County who were a part of the insurrection with F. Biden hats on. It's like, come on. What are we doing? It sucks. So I just wanted to come on for a little bit and tell you guys that, of course, I want to make a difference, and I don't want the Biden presidency to be more like the Obama presidency of, one thing that Republicans are good at, they are good at doing nothing to help a Democratic president, and then they rely on us to turn on that Democratic president and be like, you didn't do nothing for the black community and all that, right? But where was your help at? So that's another reason why we have to, I think it is important to vote Democratic Party in this election. For us as young voters that love stuff like climate change. No, he still hasn't. President Biden still hasn't gotten the Build Back Better bill passed. He got some of it a little bit in the Inflation Reduction Act, but still need housing. A lot of people lost their house last year and this year, housing, education. Those things are on the ballot as well as democracy. And you know, to the people that love to talk about inflation, well, ask yourself, what in the world are Republicans going to do about it? Are they just going to talk about it and ask for your vote? Or do you think that they will do something? They don't like, Republicans have been talking this kind of mess for years. Oh, the deficit is going to go up if we vote for a Democrat. But when they got into office with all three chambers, the deficit got up. Well, but even under Biden right now, deficit is down. So, you know, I just wish that we stop, as voters, stop paying attention to the media, which I'm going to get to for a second. But the media, as far as all these pundits on TV talking about some, like, we are voting at a record high right now when it comes to early voting. That's why I said that we can't stop them. I'm hoping that Tim Ryan wins. He's got a battle going on in the Senate. For the Senate against Jim Nance over here in Ohio. And you know, Tim Ryan's doing a very good job on his campaign. Inflation, right? So if you don't have a democracy, just because you complain about gas prices and the cost of groceries, well, you gotta understand that stuff is temporary. And democracy is supposed to be forever. Do we want to turn to China, Russia, North Korea? You know what I'm saying? We want to be a democracy at all times. So then, it's still a lot to go on. Democracy is on the ballot. Voting rights is on the ballot. The Justice and Police Act. And I'm going to tell you something that helped tell you why it's very, very important that I'm going to give President Joe Biden credit on this one as well. I think a lot of things he did well, but I'm just saying, especially in this, I think the young voters are coming out. Like, I saw a long line of people young voters in Wisconsin. Right? I saw a video of that. That student loan debt relief, even though it did get temporarily blocked at some circuit court. I forgot which one it was. The fact that he did that showed the voters that he was at least trying, right? The Pell Grants helped, especially among the Black community, you know what I'm saying? People in our community. So, I was critical of Elizabeth Warren because all she did was tweet about it, but I think part of the reason why is that voters at least want to see you fight for them, right? Instead of just blaming the Republicans. And the Republicans do deserve a lot of blame. They always want to talking about Manchin and Sinema, but they never go after Republicans, and that's why I get tired of the media sometimes. So I think that's part of the reason why they are coming out to vote for him, for the Democrats. It's because, wow, he did something on climate change, and he did something on, student loan debt relief. You know what I'm saying? Money goes out to the to those students in about 2 weeks. So yeah, and lastly, the media, right? I talked about the media earlier, how they may be in for a shock with the Democrats holding both chambers alongside the presidency of Joe Biden, right? I saw something about Tiffany Cross getting fired from MSNBC. We didn't have Cross connection today at 10 a.m. because she got fired. There's something that MSNBC every corporation has, mainly the main white corporations have, right? Have in common, right? So here's what they have in common. They love black. I remember Jemele Hill saying this, and it's about ESPN. But ESPN is not the only corporation that does this. Every mainly white executive corporation ever. You love the black dollar. You love the black faces. But you don't love their voices. That's what it is. You know, she got attacked a couple of weeks ago about Tucker Carlson. They didn't have her back. And then she said something that they disagreed with. Some say it was repeating what Sonny Hostin said on The View, which is Republican voters, at least from the suburbs, will vote Republican. Suburban women voting Republicans like roaches voting for Raid, right? It's true, right? And some say that may be up, but she was also on the Charlamagne show called Hell of a Week on Comedy Central, and she had said that, talking about Florida and all that, so that could be another reason why she got fired. They love the black dollar, but don't love our voices. The NFL, 80% black. Around 80%, like the highest, even the NBA sometimes, 90% black, but you still got people like Don Sterling calling us the N-words, and then that's what led to his resigning of the team, from the team, right? Twitter, especially with the new era of Elon Musk, which I haven't been on to talk about. The N-word ever since she took over, has been flying from white people. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Ever since he took over last week, it's been flying. And some people have gotten suspended for it. So let this be a lesson of the Tiffany Cross firing from MSNBC. And I hope she lands someplace where, I would say BET, but they're not black owned anymore. They just have the name BET, Black Entertainment Television. Like, even if the white person is liberal in a mug, why? They're still not black. So, just wonder who she would go to. I hope not CNN. They turn into some both sides trash. And all that. So, yeah. Make sure you vote up or down the ballot. Get your friends to vote. Let's try to win this thing for Democrats on Tuesday. Especially in those Secretary of State races. Because those are the people that's going to control your votes. Alright? And plus governor. I saw Obama and Biden joining together to help out the candidates in Pennsylvania today. Earlier today they was in Pittsburgh, and then later on tonight they was in Philly. And, you know, those two cities have to turn out for the Democrats to win Pennsylvania. So, anyways, I'll talk to you guys later. I'm going to try to come on tomorrow. I want to be more consistent. You know, I've been doing so.com things, and, you know, I'm trying to be more consistent, man. I can't. You know, I built Twitter just so I can build up this podcast. So I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. God bless. Good night. It's Killer King of Parks. Bye-bye.